But you better not turn it on. I'm just waiting for it. Now this is Al Bowen. This is the engineer that hit number 9. 'Twas Christmas night, the night was dark, and the moon had hidden her face. Al Bowen, a faithful engineer, went cheerfully to his place. Al had a smile, kind word for all. A courteous man was he. His winning ways made many a friend, as many will agree. Before he made that fatal trip, he cheerfully proclaimed, "Goodbye, Mama dear, if I never come back, I love you just the same. I hate to make my run tonight. My headlight is no good. I fear some evil may take place. I feel just like it would. But there's no use to be afraid. No extreme end have we. I'll do my duty come what may. What is to be will be." Then he took his seat inside the cab, McNally by his side. "Now keep your place, old man," said he. "We'll take a flying ride. We're 30 minutes late tonight. Buchanan, how he'll swear. He's switching now at the station, Maud. I see his head like there. Pile in the coal heater up," said he. "We've got to make up lost time." Then to his surprise he saw a headlight come streaming down the line. "That's old number 9, good God," he said. "And she's coming around the neck. Oh, jump, Mac, jump, I'll stay with her. You'll find me in the wreck." Christmas morning the searchers came and found his body there. But his soul had taken his flight to Elysian fields so fair. We never will know the cause of it. A signal wrong was given, but we hope we know our souls at rest in the far away peaceful heaven.